Hey there, fellow humans. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of obligations and commitments? Like your calendar is more packed than a clown car at a circus? Yeah, me too. Today we're diving into something that can drastically shift your energy and bring some serious zen back into your life. Simplifying your relationships. Now, before you start picturing yourself on a deserted island with your human contact though, hey, maybe that's your thing. Hear me out. Simplifying doesn't mean abandoning ship. It's about being intentional about who and what you pour your energy into. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a high-performance engine, right? Same goes for your time and emotional investment. So, how do we streamline those connections for maximum impact? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Quality over quantity. Remember that saying, less is more. It's especially true when it comes to relationships. It's not about the number of people you know, but the depth of those connections. Those genuine, meaningful interactions. They're gold. Focus on nurturing those bonds, even if it means letting go of some superficial ties. 2. Be present. Ever notice how we can be physically present with someone, but mentally miles away scrolling through our phones or replaying that embarrassing moment from last week? It's easy to do, but being truly present, giving someone your undivided attention, makes all the difference. Put the phone down, make eye contact, and really listen. 3. Set boundaries. Think of boundaries like fences around your emotional well-being. They protect you from getting trampled by negativity or energy vampires. It's okay to say no sometimes, to prioritize your own needs, and to create space for yourself when you need it. Remember, healthy relationships are a two-way street, not a one-sided marathon. 4. Communicate honestly. Clear, open communication is the bedrock of any strong relationship. Don't be afraid to express your feelings, thoughts, and needs, both positive and negative. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but honest communication builds trust and intimacy. 5. Forgive yourself and others. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts you in the end. Practice forgiveness, both for yourself and others. Let go of the past and focus on building a more positive future. Think about that last time you were truly connected with someone, a deep conversation, a shared laugh, a moment of genuine understanding. What made it special? Was it the length of the interaction or the quality of your presence? I bet it was the latter. Here's a scenario I think most of us can relate to. Imagine you have a friend who constantly complains and drains your energy. You love them, but their negativity is starting to weigh you down. It's easy to fall into the trap of trying to fix them or feeling obligated to listen through gritted teeth. But what if, instead of taking on their burden, you gently set boundaries? Maybe suggest a different activity, something more uplifting, or politely excuse yourself when the negativity starts rolling in. By prioritizing your own well-being, you're not abandoning your friend, you're creating space for a healthier dynamic. Remember, simplifying your relationships isn't about being selfish. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your soul and allow you to connect with others in a more meaningful way. So, what are you waiting for? Start today. Take a moment to reflect on the people who truly enrich your life, those who lift you up, inspire you, and make you feel seen and heard. Then, reach out to them, express your appreciation, and cultivate those connections. And remember, if there are relationships that are draining your energy or no longer serve you, it's okay to let go. You deserve to surround yourself with people who bring joy, support, and genuine connection into your life. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some relationship wisdom. And if you found these tips helpful, leave a review and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep it real, keep it stoic, and remember, less is always more.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.